And this time, if you guys don't mind sitting up around here, I think it'll make it a little bit better. Okay? Maybe the older ones can sit on the bench there or on the chairs. Look around. You can sort of tell by size. You're four? Okay. Anywhere. Okay. Wow, we don't have that many people this morning. Well, I was thinking about Proverbs myself this morning, and verse that stuck out to me, I was thinking about all these children and how much competition seems to be a thing that children participate in. I think adults do too. And I think there's good ways to do that, and I think there's bad ways to do that. So, verse that stuck out to me was Proverbs 26, verse 27. It says, "Whoso diggeth a pit shall fall therein, and he that rolleth a stone, it will return upon him." Were you able to understand what that meant? I'll read it in a different translation, see if you can understand this, okay? If you set a trap for others, you will get caught in it yourself. If you roll a boulder down on others, it will crush you instead. You understand what that's saying? Basically what it's saying is you get what you give. I remember Henry had a message a few weeks ago about being an encourager. And that means giving courage to people. And I think if you are discouraging people, if you're digging traps, trying to get them stuck, you're going to end up getting what you give. And that made me also think of Luke 6:31. It says, "As ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise." In another translation, it's, "Do to others as you would like them to do to you." Okay? So I think the concept that I want to get through to you guys. Woodland, are you paying attention? Are you listening to me or are you looking at Spring? Okay, let's pay attention, okay? So I want to think about us as a body, okay? I have another verse here. Romans 12:5 says, well, I'll read it in the NLT. "So it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body and we all belong to each other." So we know that Christ is the head, okay, of the body. But let's fill in some body parts here. Let's put Emily here. Let's put Tim over here. Cam. Jesse. Jesse, do you have two E's on your name? I don't know if I know how to spell that. Spring. Who else have we got here? Soraya. Caroline, where do we want you to be? Maybe we'll make a hand. Okay, Woody. And Abby. Put you right here in the abdomen. Okay. So, when we're playing together, God made our body to work together. And when I think a healthy form of competition is when we let others doing their part make us try to do our part harder, okay? Because God wants us to put in our whole heart in doing things. But the wrong way to do that is when we try to make the other part look bad so that we look better. So if you can think of that as the body here, if you're trying to play something and you think, well, if I can just cut off this leg, then this leg will look really good, you know? Emily, why don't you try standing up and hop on one leg? The good leg looks pretty good by making the bad leg look bad. But it's a lot harder to balance. And if instead they work together, you can go a lot further, okay? And as the verse says, that if you roll a stone, it will roll back on you. If you cut off this leg by saying bad things about them, somebody else will cut off the other leg. Like, that's what will happen. One thing leads to the next. Emily, why don't you sit down and see if you can walk without any legs? Sit down. See if you can get to me without using your legs. I think the way to do it would be like this. Here. Here. Turn this way. Sit down. Now, put your hands back and see if you can scoot yourself back to me without using your legs. You can get there, but climbing up a ladder and doing a roof would be really difficult like that. There's a guy using our van right now, and he doesn't have any use of his legs. So he drives with his hands, but he has to have special equipment to do that. And my point is that when we're interacting with others, especially today, I guess, with the picnic, I think we can think about, what are we saying to others? What are we trying to do? Are we trying to tear other people down? Or are we trying to build them up? Are we trying to see how much we can get done together? Or are we seeing how much we can do ourselves? Okay, Emily, you can sit down. There is a time for getting rid of body parts. Did you know that? Does anybody know of somebody that doesn't have a body part? I wasn't even thinking about it, but just hit me now. I mean, we have somebody here that doesn't have a body part. Who all knows Victor? Yeah. What does Victor not have? A hand and most of the arm. Yeah. It's difficult to live a life that way. But it was actually important for him to get rid of his arm. Do you guys know why? What? Yeah, he had cancer. He had cancer in his thumb and it went into his arm. And so they had to cut off his arm so that it wouldn't destroy his whole body. The Bible even has a verse about that. Matthew 5, verse 30, it says, "And if thy right hand offend thee, cut it off and cast it from thee. For it is profitable that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell." So there's a time to not work together with people. Can you guys think of a time that it would be good to not work together with someone? If they're being naughty. Yeah, you don't want to help someone to do wrong things. You want to help them to do good things. So if someone is dragging you, well, that's not really a reason. Jesus said to love your enemies. So even if they don't like you or you don't like them, that's not a reason to stay away from them. But if they're doing bad things, if they're dragging you into bad things, it's like they're dragging you into hell. And you have to run away from them. You have to not help them. If somebody's doing bad things, you don't want to participate, okay? It's better to not have that body part than that they would drag you into hell. So that's what I have for you, and we're going to sing a couple songs. And I want to think about this. The Bible talks about us being a body. It also talks about us being a temple. And a temple is where God lives, okay? So we're going to sing Building Up the Temple. And I want to think about the temple being all of us together. If we encourage each other, we're building up a place for God to live, okay? Let's sing Building Up the Temple. Building up the...
Okay. We're going to sing in four verses. We're going to sing when we all work together, when we all play together, when we all sing together, and when we all pray together. How many of you can know that thing? Okay, the rest of you learn it, right? When we all get together,
sing I've Got the Joy. I think you guys know that song, right? And that'll be our last song. Then you can go back to your parents. You know it? I've got the joy.